Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking out our episode this week. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sorry. I totally don't know what we did last time.
On Critical Hit.
Yeah, so somebody fill me in. What happened? What did we do? I know that Orym was doing some scrying. And he was, well, not scrying, some reverse scrying.
Some last thing I remember was answering questions.
Yeah.
Largely a lot of planning on what to do with all this residuum we found.
Oh, right, yes, right.
And had the whole time.
Yeah.
Sometimes your residuum looks like marmalade and it's confusing.
We found out we're being scried on by a ton of people and we don't really have a good way to deal with it. So we're still probably heading to Snapstab.
Yes. And we also know that the Bright Armada is the one who has the bounty out on the starfish.
And many people with the bounty out on the starfish. Right. The Bright Armada is one of them.
And the Bright Armada might be part of the resistance, question mark?
Yes. It's supposed to be like the biggest resistance force.
Yeah. And yes. So that's all I remember. Anything else?
I mean, that sounds about right.
I mean, it's been like 3 weeks.
Made some magic items, right?
Yeah, I think Brian was making a bunch of magic items.
Randus came back. We immediately locked him in a room.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Like, work for us, Artificer.
Friendship is rare.
So you made some handy haversacks, and then you made a sword for Sakaar, right?
Yes.
Yep.
You made some bracers for Sakaar and Lil Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there anything else?
I opted not to get in on any of the weaponing up stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, we talked about maybe doing, if we have the time, has a disguise for everyone, considering we're super wanted.
That one was a good one.
Yeah. Our luck with those has not been the best, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely possible that all sorts of epic level things will have answers to those, but it's worth a shot. Considering they're
what
so
a hat
cheap.
Of disguise keep us from being scryed on from far away?
No, because the way it's doing is they're scrying on who has the starfish, not on a particular person.
One of the things that they're scrying on.
Right. And there's different ones because some of them are clearly scrying through different methods.
Right.
Yeah. Some are using Libsyn, some are using iTunes.
Some are just checking the trades a couple of weeks after.
Exactly. Trying to catch up and figure out who these weird people are.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right. But let's put a pin on the hats of disguise for now.
Yeah.
Because you guys did, or Randus did, spend about 12 hours making magic items. So he's probably a little tired.
I'm sure.
Legit.
The rest of us, I'm sure,
does
got
he get
full
tired
rests.
Anymore?
Yes.
He needs to power down.
I told you
down.
Last time, I need to recharge.
He has to unplug and then plug in.
Takes me a while to reboot.
Oh, so we're turning him off and turning him back on again.
Don't go in his room, though. It's just a head in a tank surrounded by bits of armor.
Downloading firmware update.
So I'm guessing we got full rest then, Rodrigo?
I think you had.
All right.
Yep, we had previously marked that, I think.
All right.
I had not.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So full rest, all of our dailies, all of our powers, all of our stuff.
Yep. Action points reset.
Action point reset. Oh, I only get one action point now. Boo.
Yeah.
But you have hair, so.
Being an Orym sucks. I had hair before.
But not Orym hair.
It was magnificent in its own way.
You had bull. I would say, does it really count as hair in comparison?
I mean, from Orym's perspective, no. I think Seven Owls was just happy to finally be able to keep his head warm at night.
You guys all get some rest. Who's got the
fish?
I believe it is.
Well,
in,
yes. Who's got the starfish?
Little Sparkle does.
Yeah, Orym had been using it for his scrying purposes, but I guess he gave it back to Little Sparkle.
Because you didn't want me to have it play with my sword.
Yes. Yeah, explicitly.
Okay. And who does the evening sailing?
Hi.
Okay.
Dolan.
Dolan does the majority of the sailing.
Okay.
What with needing the least amount of sleep.
He's a night sailor.
That makes sense. So what else? What's Orym preparing?
Orym is going to go ahead and stick with the setup that he was using before. So that would be the, summer. Sorry. Summer okay. stuff. Ball lightning, mass transform, delayed blast, fireball. Yeah. All that good stuff.
Summer okay. sausage.
And I will say, having recently made it, I will stick the floating bonus onto Sakaar's fiery sword.
Okay.
And that'll be a +4 these days.
Nice.
So
for how long?
Oh no, it's just a one shot thing.
Nice.
If you make a roll and want to juice it up a bit, you can add +4 as a one time bonus.
To either roll?
To the attack.
To the attack. Okay. I'm going to use that. I'm not going to forget about it.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I got you, Matthew.
Concerted effort. If I'm ever short by like 3, we're going to use that +4.
What if you're short by 4?
Then we're hosed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's a riveting radio you sign up for.
Ouch.
You know, we had a lot of housekeeping to do in the last couple episodes, so we're just gonna continue that right on. We'll say that those of you that still need a normal amount of sleep, wake up. You feel refreshed, and you're still on the ship and your quarters. What does everybody do?
I am scoping out this ship since I haven't been here very long. I want to see what it does, sample some of the foods, maybe.
Okay.
I think that's it, right? It's just got a laboratory that I've been working in, and mm-hmm. it's got a galley, and it's got an armory, and it's got places for us to sleep, and maybe mm-hmm. a storage area.
Yeah, it's got a hold.
And then it's got a deck.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I've been around the ship a couple of times.
Yeah, it's not huge. It's actually a pretty small ship, and it's maybe got a an even number of rooms. So there might be like an extra room since there are 5 of you.
Okay.
But that's about it. There's only there's no like captain's quarters or anything like that. It's just kind of that's probably where the lab is where that area would normally be.
Where does Drumstick sleep?
You've seen her curled up all over the ship.
Okay. So the lab is in that spare bedroom?
Yes, the lab is probably the part under the helm.
All right. So yeah, I'll do that and maybe go stand out on the deck. It's been a while since I've seen the Astral Sea for any extent.
Well, you're not in the Astral Sea.
Oh, we're not? Where are we?
You are sailing through a... what appears to be a very large channel.
Oh, I see the phase stuff, huh?
Yep. You spot a kind of a weeping willow-looking tree as you sail by the shore, and then you spot another one about 10 feet away from that one. And then you spot another one about 10 feet away from that one.
Does it look like any place that I would recognize?
I mean, it's probably not the Springwood.
Yeah. But it's not frozen over.
It's not frozen over.
It doesn't look like autumn, so we're not near the parents.
I mean, you might be.
Yeah, okay.
And near is,
relative.
Yes, in the same sense that you are in the same dimension as them.
Which means you take the wrong step to the right, and well, there they are.
Yeah. Or they're not. Hey, Dolan, is this what normally happens?
Define normally.
When you are traveling from place to place in the ship, do we always jump into the Feywild?
Oh, most usually.
And is it always the same place?
Most definitely not.
Okay.
Last time we were in a large portion of the jungle canopy. Jungle canopy, is that right?
Summer canopy.
Summer canopy.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
We rode a Sap River to get to our last location. This time it looks, well, it doesn't look, it's not summer canopy.
Okay. Now it doesn't look like the spring wood.
It's not cold enough to be the Fen of Winters.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. How long do we normally stay in this?
Long enough.
Okay. I mean, is days, weeks, hours, minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and I
don't think we've done weeks yet, but...
Okay. I'll go downstairs to get my painting set so I can do a landscape while we're waiting. Come back up with easels and a canvas.
Please tell me we're already back.
Nope.
Damn it.
Set them up on the deck. Got a good view.
Okay.
I think I'll do this portrait instead of landscape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You flip the easel over.
Different. Yeah.
That's not good.
Paint.
All right. Orm's painting. What's everybody else doing?
Following the channel.
Seeing what's for breakfast.
Yeah, also seeing what's for breakfast.
It is soup.
What form of soup?
Cheese and hot dog.
No. So probably it looks like spinach.
Make myself a bowl.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll follow suit.
Okay. Comes with crackers.
Ooh.
Schmancy. It feels like forever since we've actually slept through like that.
I mean, I guess we slept just the other night with the wizards. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of time here in the Astral Sea.
Great.
Especially since time is, I guess, still also breaking down.
And, you know, we are destroying the pillars that are holding time together, so...
Yep.
That should... That's the depressing side effect that we really don't need to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're putting faith in Bahamut's plan and that it's a good one. So far, it's worked out at least to hurt Asmodeus every time we've done it. So we'll find out what happens when the last pillar falls, though I would guess that we'll have a lot of resistance there.
Great. Each time it's been more difficult.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. I guess we kind of went geographically. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the route that the ship has been taking has been intentional, considering the divine hand and all of this. But also, it just would make sense for Asmodeus to put all his forces into stopping this one. It's or as much as he can afford.
I'm still worried about his forces.
Yeah, as you know, we should be. There's a lot unaccounted for in terms of his allied gods.
We've been so focused on the pillars that we actually don't... I don't think we've discussed the fact that we don't know what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens next. We've just been following this plan. I guess if we don't get anything clear from the fourth pillar falling, like, who knows, maybe that could turn sending back on, or maybe we can seek some... It sounds like there's an active resistance in Snapstab, so maybe we could team up with Maglubia. We can try to rendezvous with the Golden Armada.
A Bright Armada.
Can we tell that we're in the Feywild from below decks?
No, but the galley has a window. You can you guys look outside, you can see. Like, you know, they're like portholes, so it's entirely possible that you guys hadn't thought to look out.
I'll take a look out. It's like, oh, hey, we're in the Feywild, I guess.
Well, I thought it looked brighter.
Felt like we'd been coasting in the sea for longer than the boat usually does, so I was getting a little worried.
Do we have a short-term plan for today or the next day?
Depends on how long we're traveling through the Feywild, I guess. But beyond that, you know, when we arrive at Snapstab, get the lay of the land, try to not get blown up, try to find a way in.
Complete any beheadings are necessary, of course.
Sure.
That's usually my side of the equation.
Yeah, daggers aren't so good at beheading.
True. And Sakaars aren't so good at the heavy-duty theorizing and planning.
Yeah, well, I don't know that anyone really is at this point. This is all such out there territory.
Don't sell yourself short. I don't think we'd have gotten this far without your guidance.
Thanks.
It's an unusual situation.
Yeah. I hope everyone I left behind is okay. It's weird to have lost a year of my life. And who knows how long it's been relative to my family and friends on the southern continent.
I try not to think about it.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I have no idea where the blood in this vial came from.
Yeah.
And if I try and think about it too hard, I don't. Yeah, I know. Focus on the tasks ahead of us.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
That's all right.
I guess.
You have your own worries. We all do. For my part,
I'm actually... okay.
Thank you. I hope yours is as well. I'm actually hoping beyond hope that this last pillar coming down won't mean that we lose the boy.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's a pattern for a reason.
Yes,
he knows what he's in for.
Once the last one comes down, one could presume the pattern is broken.
That all the guardians would be, set free somehow?
Or perhaps set on to the next portion of their mission. There's clearly something else going on there.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, those gourds are powerful. I don't know. Maybe if we actually defeat Asmodeus and...
When we actually defeat Asmodeus?
I like to think that at least then all the gourd bearers will be free of their mission.
Still, it would be nice to keep Dallin.
Yeah, he's a good kid. If he hadn't been around when I showed up, it's possible that Seven wouldn't have let me stay. He seemed very suspicious, but Dallin knew about me from Orym. Well, I guess knew about me from when I was in the Feywild, so of course I don't remember him.
I hadn't thought about that. I sort of came in mid-scene.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was a pretty awkward introduction for me, having just spontaneously appeared on their ship without any of my anything.
Ah, oh. That does sound awkward.
Yeah. Luckily, the ship provides.
Yes, it does, actually. I'm really surprised at the quality of weapons that were available here. Have we heard anything from Warden Duthane this morning?
No. I was figured to let him sleep, considering he was working so late last night.
We did work him too hard.
I can bring some soup up to the deck, see if he's there.
Let's do that.
Is Randus up on the deck?
Sure, I can be there.
Okay. Sakaar and Little Sparkle get to the deck and again see that you are in a wide channel that is lined on both sides by some kind of weeping willow-looking trees.
Do we recognize them?
You don't recognize the trees specifically. You do recognize that they're all exactly as far, they're all probably exactly maybe 15 feet apart from each other. Also, the more you look at it, and certainly Orym, that's been looking at them this whole time, realizes that they're all identical.
Yep. Orym steps back from his painting. It's a beautiful picture of willows and trees, but it's really hard to see because right there in the middle of the painting, picture of Orym.
Of course.
So, Ket, what happened? Or not Ket. So...
Oh,
too soon.
It's only been a week for Orym.
Yeah. So Dallin, what happened to the others? You said they had to stay behind, right?
Yes.
And anything happened to them?
Not particularly.
Not
seven
particularly.
Owls can become cinders.
Okay.
Possessed cinders.
Okay. And what of Albrecht?
He was just there. He was able to, was he able to breathe or was he able to walk on the...
Both.
Yeah. The so the magical substance.
Yes, yes.
That
in the barrels.
Brandis has been used. Yes.
Uh-huh.
He can breathe and walk on that.
Huh. So would you say that so what happened to the dwarf god and the tiger god, bronze tiger? What happened to them?
Great tiger.
Great tiger, sorry. Bronze tiger is a comic book character.
A great tiger is a video game character too.
Oh, there you go.
You know, there's only so many adjective animal combinations.
So yes. What happened to them?
Obregon walked into the astral sea after he was given one of those eggs.
Oh, okay. So did Seven Owls Wise and Albrecht and did you say the other one was Zanam?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the protectors of those islands now?
Basically, maybe. As far as I can tell. The protectors of the gourds, and the gourds are needed to keep the pillars from coming back.
Are they gods?
I don't think so.
How does one even define that?
I mean...
Oh, you want some soup, Randus?
Sure.
I'm just thinking that, I mean, if they're protecting those lands...
Can I stir that?
And those were the home of those old gods. Maybe they're the replacement gods if the old gods didn't show back up.
Just because you're protecting an island doesn't make you the god of the place. I mean, the...
True. But nobody tested or found out and maybe had them sign a treaty just in case?
I think the time for a treaty is long since passed.
I mean, is it?
Oh, yeah. You weren't here when I explained everything. So I'm pretty sure... So. The whole situation with the treaty, I think Bahamut needed the treaty to fall apart so that Asmodeus could be killed.
I see. So we don't have to worry about signatures or anything like that anymore.
Not really. I think we mostly have to worry about killing Asmodeus.
So how are we going to keep all of reality from unspooling when we slay Asmodeus?
Well... That is a really excellent question, I suppose, since there are so few gods left alive.
That's why I was curious about a treaty, new gods, new treaty.
Huh. That's a really good question. I guess once we do it, we'd have to try to round up all the gods that are still alive and figure it out.
Hmm. I'm just thinking ahead. Painting sometimes helps me focus on some of these bigger questions because, you know... Trust me, I can't wait till we can take down Asmodeus after everything that he's done to all of us. But what happens after is something that's also concerning.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm sure I would like to go home, and I'm sure you would all like to go home, and Dalin, I'm sure you would like to come back to the Feywild. But are we going to be able to do that? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we don't have those answers yet.
No, we really don't.
And,
it's possible that... So here's a possibility. I don't think that they're gods, but the gourds are suppressing the pillars, and it's possible that in concert, once all four of them were active, they would have the same effect as the pillars and stabilize time by themselves, so long as they still had the guardians there. But that's way beyond me. I'm not really a magic person.
Okay.
They are definitely... full to the brim with wild magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys have had no contact with Sarsa, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
Saloth said that she escaped, but we don't know where she is. My hope is that she's, with the Bright Armada.
Okay. And so Magoobliot, do we know what's happened to him yet?
Well, we know that the goblins are still fighting, but we don't know... if he's still leading them, presumably. I haven't heard any reports of him being killed.
Okay. But, I mean, did you know about the others before?
We had more information on some of the others than Snapstab, which is one of the reasons why Snapstab was last.
Yep.
Okay.
Very little is coming out. It's incredibly heavily guarded. I think even more so than the Sage's Rectory.
I don't know if it's so much guarded as under siege.
Potato, tomato, I suppose.
Okay, well...
I've I've been wondering about the unaligned gods, the ones we never spoke to, never saw. Where are they?
How many do you know
were
actually unaligned?
Well, unaligned as in we had not come to their lands and either angered them to the point where they alienated and attacked us or joined our cause. There were at least six, I want to say, that we hadn't even spoken to.
Well, we didn't get to...
We know some information, like we know where Faga allied with Asmodeus because he built her a new head.
Well, what about Uranko or...
Morag or Phytanozoa?
I don't think we know anything about them. I could ask Soloth.
Might be worth it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious. I'm just, you know, since we have no contact with anybody, we have to presume that unless somebody is going to be there to tell us what to do, we should probably be thinking a little bit of, like I said, what comes next.
Fair.
I think the larger problem there is that what comes next is almost meaningless until the last pillar comes down. I mean, each time a pillar has been consumed, devoured, whatever you want, something completely unlikely has happened.
Like
something,
what?
Well, the entire island flooding with strange magical honey, seven elves wise, communicating through cinders.
A new vision of the Queen's rebellious daughter showing up and freeing you from a crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed her.
Mr. Randis getting back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Strange things are afoot.
So Orym's been painting.
Yeah.
And kind of absentmindedly painting, and he just keeps kind of covering more and more of his original painting with this sort of like white grayish stuff. And then he kind of realizes that it's because you guys are heading towards a fog bank.
Oh, look, a fog bank. Does this mean we're leaving the Feywild?
Maybe.
Now, is this a true fog bank or is this smoke?
Once you enter it, you realize that it, in fact, begins to burn your throat and upset your sinuses. Mm-hmm. In fact, once the ship is fully inside, any of you whose respiratory system isn't a set of like man-made filters and pumps probably starts coughing pretty hard.
Oh, okay. I toss my paintbrush aside and say, prepare yourselves, and I pull out my sword.
Okay.
Cough, cough.
Yep.
I hold up one of my my little sachets up to my mouth so I don't have to breathe all the noxious fumes.
Okay.
I do the same.
I start moving below decks.
Yeah. I give Dalin a thumbs up because he...
Have we ever established whether I have my headband back?
I mean, you can have a headband.
No, just something that I can put over my mouth so that I won't be directly breathing whatever this is.
Sure. I mean,
something.
At some point, Sakaar could have had a headband. It's not the same enchanted headband that he used to have.
Right.
But if you want him to have a headband, he can have a headband.
Nah, I'm more of a neck scarf guy now.
Okay. All right. I'm
going to pull the neck scarf up rather than pull the headband down.
Okay.
Changes, man. Changes.
So, this smoke is very thick. It's very difficult to see through. But eventually, we'll say on the... Which one's port? The right?
Left.
Left.
Oh, so starboard then.
Yes.
Dalin is able to spot something kind of heading in your direction, but not coming directly at you. It's kind of in a parallel trajectory, just in the opposite direction.
Hmm.
It appears to be or at least the top six stories of a condominium-style building, kind of gently bobbing up and down, and tilted about, we'll say, about 30 degrees.
No.
Is it a ship or a projectile? Building?
Well, when we were in Snapstab last time, they had a bit of architectural warfare.
Goblins find a way.
They weaponized their buildings.
Is it a boat?
Or
no, it's a building.
But is it a building being used as a boat?
No, I think this is a building that's being used as a weapon.
Yeah, it's very likely a building that was thrown into the astral sea.
And is now floating.
And is now floating. And it is sinking.
What I understand of...
Oh, go ahead.
From what I understand of the goblins, it being a boat isn't unlikely even as it was used as a weapon.
You do not spot any goblins inside, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
So it doesn't look like it was thrown at us.
No. This looks like it was thrown at least long enough ago that it either hit or missed what it was going to hit, and now it's kind of slowly drifting away from the direction that where it was launched.
So we're definitely nearing Snap Stab.
So if you guys are looking around, now that you've seen that there's a building there, it takes a little bit of time. It looks like if you look at the other one, if you look at port side. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Hello? Yes, I'm trying to kill them. Just, all right. Yeah, you look over there, you see a building. You look to port, and you don't see anything until you see a kind of an assembly of rivets float by in the nothingness. And you realize that this, what you're looking at, is not nothing. It's not like the expanse just looking into the mist effect of the smoke. You are, in fact, looking at the side of a very large astral ship.
Oh.
And you guys are very, very close to it.
Do steer away.
Recognize it?
Turn.
Or is it flying any flags?
You really only see... you can only see the hull of it, and it's not marked from what you can see, but you can basically, when you look up, you see the edge of it, like basically, you know, it's like if you were looking like a tanker, you're just like a very small ship, so you can look up to it, but you can't see onto it.
Should we hail them if they're goblins?
Should we hail them at all?
Yeah, we should try to evade it until we know what it is.
Bring it around, Mr. Dolan.
Right.
Yeah, when Randa says that, he can see that there's somebody like looking off the side of the ship.
Oh, I think we've been spotted.
What kind of somebody?
It looks to be most likely a human. They're wearing like a scarf over their face. But they've got like... kind of dreadlocky looking braids, and it's like they're like, hey you guys.
I look around and then I kind of like point at myself like, me?
They're like, yeah. Squinting. It looks like this person can't see you very well.
Oh, I do a thing like I can't understand what he's saying. I put my hand up to my ear like, I can't hear you.
It sounds like it's probably a lady, but it's hard to tell with all the smoke. Hey, what are you guys on? Like a catamaran or something?
Or something.
All right. Well, you guys should head over to the north side. You know about the thing, right?
Definitely.
Our communications have been down. Can you fill us in really quick?
Well, which one is it? Yes, definitely. Your communications are down.
Which thing?
You know, the thing. They found that weak point on the wall on the north side, but... So they got a bunch of small ships going to try to rush it in and open the gates from the inside.
Oh, sweet. We'll get right on that then.
We knew about that. Yes. Thank you. Dolan, go.
Yeah.
Fast as you can, ship. Please. Go, go, go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Have fun storming the castle.
Prepare and figure out if we want to help or hinder. When we
attack
get there.
The mizzenmast and sail the spinnaker.
As you guys sail past them, you see that like there's a second person that was next to that one. And as you guys sail away, you can barely hear the other person go, was that a sail?
Hey, drumstick. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrap one of the sachets around to maybe help. Is there a way we can make this boat go faster?
Sure.
Could you show Dalin?
Oh, I don't know. The way to make it go faster is to be good at sailing.
Oh. Dalin, are you good at sailing?
I've only ever sailed this ship.
I'm going to take that as a no, Drumstick.
Of those of us here, he is the best.
Well, I mean, I haven't tried it.
I mean, I did take those courses in school, but, you know, it's been a while, but...
How do you think I learned?
I don't know. How did you learn? In school?
You were his teacher.
No, because we didn't reestablish formal courses. We went trade school route. All right, well, just keep driving as fast as you can. In that direction. If something gets in your way, turn.
All right, so Dalin steers the ship around the wall, and you get to a spot where there's still a lot of smoke, but it's beginning to thin. It looks like the majority of the smoke in this area is sort of drifted upwards a little bit more. And you guys can see, as you approach, five small ships. In fact, all five of these ships are smaller than yours. And you guys can actually recognize one of them as a Gith attack ship. And they're basically all kind of sailing in a loose formation towards the wall. Not super fast, but they're all like clearly the ships are all drifting in that direction.
We should fall in behind them.
Yeah, we can use this as a attempt to or way to get in, and then we make for the pillar.
I think we should probably warn.
Oh, I mean, clearly, I'm sure Snapstab knows what's happening. We have no good way to warn them. If we did, I think the best we can do is take advantage of the chaos.
Yes. Warn who of what?
The people on the other side of the wall that they're going to open the gate and let the armada in.
How are we going to warn them without going through to the other side of the wall?
Yeah.
If you could drive faster, we could get there before everyone else.
And I'm draw attention to ourselves.
I think the minute we all touch down at the same time, there's going to be pretty obvious that we're not with them.
Will it be?
I look at Dalin. I look at me.
So only one of them is a Gith ship, right?
At least one of them is a Gith ship.
At least one of them.
Can we see anything about the people on that ship?
You know, they're like skinny and dressed badly.
Mm-hmm. So they might be Gith.
Yeah. Also, past it, you can see something. And you can see it because it's giving off light.
Is it getting closer?
No, it's getting farther.
Oh, okay.
Can we tell, like, what it is?
Well, if you grab a spyglass, you can look through it. You can tell what it is. It looks like a drum, like a barrel type drum, like big metal drum. And it has some weird runes on it. It also has some chains around it. And the stuff that is lighting up is a big kind of wire that's coming out of it that is just like giving off sparks as it basically is consumed by this, by, you know, the sparks, the fire. You can see that it's basically right up to the wall.
Oh, so like is it a bomb?
A bomb.
All right, wait for it. And then again, we're going to try to use the smoke and the fire.
Kaboom!
Yep.
Full speed ahead.
So there's a huge explosion. And it, in fact, the explosion dissipates a lot of the smoke, so you can see things a lot more clearly. And you see that there's just a huge hole in the wall. And you can see that basically up ahead, you can see into the inner ring, or into the sort of the outer ring of the city, right? But it's like not level. It's like below the level of the water, and you can see these empty channels kind of going away from you and towards the center of the city. This is probably some sort of like spillway kind of thing for their lock system. Again, you sort of see like that it's not on the same level, and the essentially astral sea stuff in front of you billows up and then flows through and just sucks everything within probably, I don't know, 2 miles just immediately into the city.
Okay.
Including us.
It's a good thing we were three miles
including
away.
Including you.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so basically Little Sparkle is like, yeah, so we wait for the bomb and kaboom, and basically, like, next thing she knows, she is, like, up in the air, and Sakaar is, like, holding one of her legs as, like, essentially you guys just moved, like, 150 feet in less than a second towards the city and speeding up.
Dalin, slow it down.
Turn it around. Yeah!
I don't know that I have that option.
Hold on to whatever we can.
Don't crash it. Ship, don't crash.
Let's have a skills challenge.
Oh, a skills challenge.
I knew it was coming. Ooh, a new skills challenge board.
Oof, that sucked.
This is the epic skills challenge board.
Oh, epic.
You puck.
Everybody roll initiative. Dalin.
34.
Okay. Little Sparkle.
37.
Sakaar.
31.
Randus.
28.
And Aurum.
Here, I thought I was going to be the low roll. I'm at a 30, but it sucks because Randus and I are right next to each other again.
Again. Oh, well.
Well, at least there's someone between you guys and Dalin.
True. Granted, it's me, so.
All right. So, as I said, you guys are just immediately pulled right through the wall. Like, you are in the city, or at least in the... if you'll recall, Snapstab has basically an outer wall and an inner wall. So you guys are through the inner wall, or through the outer wall, and then, like, heading right into a channel that is open. So you are, like, essentially about 8 feet from the inner wall, and a, you know, through an opening in the inner wall before you guys even have a chance to react. You can get a better look at the other ships now. There's a catamaran style vessel that is crewed by what appears to be a bunch of humans. There are 2 Gith ships, so they're kind of like these, like, woven, like dual pontoon type deals. There's another ship that looks like something Randus might have come up with in the early days. It's like basically completely covered up. Like it actually kind of looks like a big round, like, submarine type thing, except it's not dipping below the water, and it has, like, basically a thing that comes out the top with a ballista pointing forward that looks like it can actually, like, rotate along a circular axis, and then another covering above it. You guys can't really see the crew there, but you can see that, like, somebody's holding onto that ballista from the inside. And then lastly, there is a very sleek, sharp-looking astral ship, and it has a bunch of Kenku dressed in black riding on it. Everybody seems to have been taken by surprise by the force of this, but at least everyone that's not you guys had an idea that this was going to happen, so they all brace themselves for it a little bit better. So we'll say that the main goal of the skills challenge is to not splatter yourselves against a building as you guys enter the city in this, like, basically tidal wave of astral sea. And also, don't get killed by any of these other ships, I guess. Maybe try to take them out. I don't know. It's up to you guys. We will go to Little Sparkle.
Cool. Well, considering I had been like grabbed by Sakaar to keep from falling off the ship, then I think my first order of business is to try to get myself into a more secure spot. So kind of scramble into possibly like the rigging so I can be like have something to hold on to and then also like potentially put myself into a good position to be a lookout later.
Okay. Using what?
Acrobatics, if that works.
I mean, I'd let you clamber up there and be a lookout if you just wanted to look out now.
Well, my acrobatics is higher than my perception, but I could also maybe make a diplomacy check to start, you know, shouting advice or orders to like to everyone else on board to try to like get us to coordinate a little bit better.
That sounds good.
Cool. Let's do that then.
Okay.
32.
32 is not going to make it.
Yep. Let me reroll that with always a natural then.
Excellent.
Into a 40.
40 will do it.
Sweet.
Little sparkle snaps you to it, and then it's to Dalin.
I'm going to use bluff. I should still be at the helm, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to make like I'm ready to ram or going to ram into one of the ships. Okay. Make it look like we're going to ram into one of the ships and that I can't control it and hopefully take some of them out because they think we're their ally right now, right?
I don't know that they think you're their ally. They literally hadn't seen you.
There's a new ship. What are we going to do, guys?
Yeah, it's like now they can see you and they could very well recognize that this weird ship with an actual sail, like crewed by people they don't recognize, you know, it's like they don't necessarily think that you're their ally. I mean, I'm okay with you using bluff to sail, to basically feint them in some way.
Sail casual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Casually plummet to it.
We're not plummeting.
That'll be a 46.
Okay.
Rocketing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So you guys fly up, Dalin essentially makes it look like they're going to ram right into one of the ships. We'll say the one with the ballista, and they bank to avoid you guys and just essentially fly right out of the tidal wave and into a building. At that point, the rearmost Gith ship has a look at you guys and really seems to recognize exactly who you are, at which point a couple of those guys, as their ship is riding the wave as well, put their hands to their temples and start shooting, you know, psychic beams at you guys. Yep, exactly.
Bullets.
And it's just a car.
Telekinesis, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we're being attacked from 200 yards away, mm-hmm. like we're just a bunch of yaks. clearly, something has to be done. We are rocketing ahead at a terrible speed. We're about to be attacked with the mind bullets. I am going to not take the helm from Dalin because that would be rude, but I want to leap over. And I want to grab the helm and I want to feather the rudder so as to slow down the ship so that we'll actually slow our assault like an actual sailboat would. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? No? Okay. You flip the helm back and forth and it causes the rudder to actually drag and slow the boat down, which could theoretically pull us back as they rocket forward so that they'll miss us with the mind bullets. And because it takes a lot of strength to do this at high speed, it's clearly an athletics check.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's a one of those things where you're like, "Whoa, look at how athletic that was!"
Yep.
So very athletic.
Shut up. All right, so I can add a 4 to any roll, but a 34 is clearly not going to do anything, is it?
Well,
no, it has to be an attack roll. That's attack roll with that sword.
I mean, the good thing is that if you spend your action point, I think you get to reroll both of those.
Yep,
you do.
Hey, action pointing to the wind. This time, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I hate everything. This is not a sailboat, is it?
I mean, it has a sail.
Sailboat.
Does it have a rudder?
Yeah, 33 doesn't do anything, does it?
No. Wow, I can't believe you didn't roll above an 8 on 4 dice.
I can't either.
Yes,
I know you're not going to let me do this. I'm going to try once more. See? There they are.
Yeah, that's too
bad.
Can't
use those. Yeah.
No, nope.
That's all right. Sometimes we fail.
So that's going to fail, yeah. So Sakaar, we'll say that Sakaar successfully manages to slow down the ship, but doesn't really tell anyone that that's happening. And it's going to basically knock both Orym and Randus essentially off the side of the ship. They can like hang on to the edges or like the, rigging. But they're put in a very disadvantageous position, mostly because now they're sitting ducks to mine bullets.
Crud.
It is to Orym.
All right. Hanging off the rigging, it is probably to our advantage to try to make some distance between the Gith ship and our ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cast Force Wall really quick between us. And the wall, I'm going to really concentrate to make it more of a wedge than just a blocky wall. So what'll happen is, hopefully, our ship will go one way, their ship will go another way because of the way the Astral Sea is pouring in, and they'll smash into a wall. So this is an Arcana roll.
Oh, God.
Nat 20.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now I really got to...
And because the ship rocks to its side really hard, Randus and I flip back up onto the deck.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. Orym successfully takes out the Gith ship, or the backmost Gith ship. There's still another one, and those guys are also now aware of you as their compatriots' ship hits the force wall, flies up into the air, and smashes into a building, basically within their eyesight. So now it's Sarandis.
Are we in through the wall yet, or where are we at here?
Oh, you guys are in the city. You guys are, like, you just saw, like, a small apartment complex fly by. Orym crashed that boat into what was probably a bank at some point.
It's a bank because it's on the edge of the river.
It is now.
I mean, now it is.
Yeah. I was supposed to be able to use Dungeoneering to steer us through some like aqueducts or anything.
I was going to say, you know.
You'll allow that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll try that then.
It's like tunnels and stuff.
Yeah. I will find an aqueduct that we can try to go into and see how this goes.
Okay.
Ooh, 46?
46 will do it.
Ooh.
I do like the image of Dalin doing this maneuver and immediately being shoulder checked by Sakaar, who throws the wheel around, and then Randa's just using the momentum of being flipped back onto the ship to just push him out of the way and like turn it super hard in the opposite direction, and yeah, basically. This is a segment through which basically there are some there's essentially a bunch of bridges, but the tide is like high enough that most of the other ships are going over them by riding the wave, but Randus like moves you over, and essentially you guys find yourselves in this like little channel that probably actually already had some astral sea stuff in it, and it's probably another little spillway. So there's like this weird moment of calm before you guys are like basically shot out of that thing like a rifle to onto where the other guys are.
You hear Orym scream, "Now this is sailing."
It's gonna take us to the second round. You guys are doing pretty well.
Round two, fight.
And a little sparkle.
Well, then, as we're navigating the city, can I kind of see what Randus is doing and where he's going with the aqueducts? Like, also, shout out, you know, from our, especially from our previous time here, any guidance I can give about like using my knowledge of city architecture about where it would be safe to turn and possibly lose these guys while also not being smooshed using streetwise.
Well, oh, I was going to say,
really,
are you using history?
These guys, you guys are like, if you like, you guys are basically moving in one direction on this
Fair
wave.
Enough.
So if you bank, you fall off the wave and probably onto a plaza.
Gotcha.
Would
could I use streetwise anyways to kind of like anticipate particular like dangerous things that would be coming up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Plot a safe course. Yeah.
Sweet.
Street.
Ugh. Mm. Does a 38 succeed?
38 is not a success.
Yeah. All right, then action point it is. I get a plus 5 on this roll because of how my Paragon Path rolls.
Nice.
Okay. Hey, all right, sweet. That's a 52.
Okay.
Sweet.
That's better.
Randus, who is at the helm now, hears a lot of civil engineering terms in rapid succession while Little Sparkle points desperately in every direction, like you know, bridge, spillway, parapet, hanging walkway,
viaduct,
and, yeah, and just like, yeah,
crosswalk,
yep, just calling it. And that does it doesn't help Randus's nerves, but it helps it does help him steer. He's gonna take us to Dalin.
Yeah, Randus has nerves of steel.
Literally. Oh.
Randus has everything of steel. Oh, wait, that's a joke.
I hear he has at least one aspect made of brass, but...
So that bridge that we go under, the boats that go under behind us, don't come out the other side. As I'm going to use Arcana to manipulate the shadows to destroy said boats.
Okay.
That'll be a 40?
A 40 will be a success.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, we'll say that Kenku ship was a little bit behind and kind of was lining up with you guys. And there were some guys like with like knives like getting ready to jump onto you. And then, yeah, you guys go under a bridge and you guys just hear like, wah! And then when you come out the other end, the ship comes out, but it's unmanned and it just kind of like skitters to a stop. Yes, spoopy stuff happened in there.
Spoopy.
All right. So as you guys come out of that bridge, there's the other Gith ship and Sakaar's old nemesis, Mind Bullets.
This isn't the last thing of the turn, is it? Or the last thing of the challenge?
No. You need two more successes. Or two more failures. So you are solidly in the middle of this.
I'm perfectly where I need to be. All right, so... You know what it's time for?
No.
What's it time for, Matthew?
Why, thank you, friends and fellow podcast hosters. It's time...
What time is it?
For a little... Shut up.
Adventure time.
It's time for a little bullet time because we're being shot with mind bullets using his incredibly sharp red eyes. Sakaar is going to see where the bullets are going to go and dodge them Matrix style using his amazing perception.
Which rolls twice.
Because I've been rolling for crap this whole round.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. I hate everything. I do. 37 is not a success.
That is correct. A 37 is not a success.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that can throw 2 points on that?
He juiced it as good he could.
For a perception check? I might. I don't think I do, though. Nothing that would really do a thing and a thing.
Okay.
No. I don't think there's anything that would work in a skills challenge situation.
Okay. So we'll say that once again, Sakaar successfully dodges, but...
Mind bullets suck.
Yeah, there's just a lot of... basically, you guys are now it's very likely that you will die by mine bullets instead of crashing into something. It also makes it a lot easier to crash into something, well, with all the mine bullets coming at you.
So do we want to crash into something or not crash into something?
I think crashing. We want to not crash into something.
All right.
Do you remember what happened the last time you crashed an astral ship into something?
Yeah, I'm having those flashbacks. I wonder if I could use history to remember that so I could so I could figure out what we don't need to do this time.
Still
what
not
we need
how
to do
history
succeed.
Works. I'll let you roll history if you can come up with something else.
Oh, I was going to say, remember, Dolan said he was the best, but remember, I took the classes at sailing school.
Uh-huh.
And remembered that you yank on this one rope that's attached to the sail really hard, and you can make it steer around corners or objects in the water very, very quickly.
You know what? I'll allow it. If only because that's
At 21st time, nat 1 this time. So I will use my action point to reroll that again. It was the wrong rope. I grabbed the wrong rope. that's not the rope.
I remember it's this one.
I remember it is this one, which is a 45.
45 will be a success. So yes, nobody sees that Orym almost basically
killed us.
Just like swung the sail around and knocked Sikara or Randus off the helm. But instead, you guys bank super hard and are basically now Tokyo drifting around a corner as as basically there's like this inner wall and the quote unquote water basically flows around it. You guys are able to like bank it.
Do we see a slot that looks like it's a dock that we could slide right into?
You see Gith shooting at you.
Oh, we don't want that. You got to kill those Gith ships, Randus.
Can I fashion up some depth charges or something similar to blow up a ship and maybe some nearby buildings to collapse on further ships?
Oh, please.
Oh, God, yes.
I will try that then.
I love how Randus' skills just get more and more devastating to the environment.
That's what leveling up does.
Random skills are bigger explosions.
Oh, come on.
How is that possible? See,
the weird thing is that even with the one, you beat the skills challenge, but it's a one, so it's still a failure.
Yeah, so...
Is it? Does 4E have the rule where it's a failure on skills?
Rodrigo does.
We're not going to be able to Pathfinder 2 this.
You don't have an action point?
I'm going to spend an action point.
All right.
And... Okay, 48.
Jeez. Your talent is impressive, Brian.
And you are the last, the last person on this would fail or succeed. So good job, Brian. We will still, if you need any dice cursed, we will definitely do that. You just contact me. We'll arrange for them to be sent to Brian, where he will say a secret curse on your dice. He'll send you a certificate of authenticity. We'll send it back to you. So there you go. Curse them dice, all you GMs. And slip them to your players. Hey, a gift for you.
Randus has whipped up essentially a very large pipe bomb, essentially, and like sets the timer and starts aiming and realizes that instead of setting it for like 10 seconds, he sent it for like 1 second and then just like throws it. And it basically goes right underneath your boat and explodes the astral sea essence behind you, just completely sending your boat, sending the regent up into the air, just off, completely off the astral medium, at which point you guys see the other ships kind of start to coast to a stop as the flux of the astral sea finally peters out, and you guys land in a pond. I mean, it's pretty deep. So, you know, basically you guys smash into the water and like the water comes up right almost up onto the deck. Maybe a little bit even spills into the deck. There's like a second and then the ship's buoyancy basically knocks everything back up. And you guys are just kind of gently floating on a big literal cement pond, like a big like public works kind of pond in a plaza. You see the other ships skitter to a stop. There's probably only two left at this point. You see the catamaran with the humans. You see a couple of humans like basically pull themselves out of the wreckage, at which point about a dozen goblins like pour out of a window in one of the buildings nearby and just like start throwing like spears at them and just like immediately just skewer them and kill them. At about the same time, the last Gith ship also just kind of crashes and skitters to a stop. A single Gith pulls himself out of it, and another group of goblins starts climbing down a building to basically get the jump on him, touches his temple, and just immediately just incinerates them. There's like a very brief like cut in half, like, and they just like turn into cinders. But as he's like turning around and kind of like putting a hand on his arm, about 20 other goblins like crest over another building and just like dogpile him. And you just see like, all you see is like elbows and knives and spears like just come out as they just like scream and swarm him.
Nice.
Oh yeah, also there's a bunch of goblins cresting over the buildings near you guys.
Oh god.
Oh, sounds like a good place to take a break. All right, cresting goblins. Gotta love them. Good sailing, Dolly.
Billy Corgan was great when he was singing with cresting goblins.
All right, we will be back next time, and we will make sure that these adventures continue, and maybe you're one of those people that are like, I can't wait a week, I need to know what happens now. Then you need to head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and sign up at the silver level, and you can listen to next week's episode right now. And if enough of you get over there, like right now, and sign up, we might even be able to release episodes 2 weeks early. That means you get to hear two episodes back to back. But you got to hurry. All of you, hurry now. Sign up for the silver level. You'll be able to hear two episodes before everyone else. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. And in the meantime, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.